Well, there's a few things that can lead to lack of consistency. For example, you don't have your systems in place, or you don't have an editor. You don't have a coach or mentor or consultant that's in your corner, making sure that you are accountable for your actions.
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
This is episode 6 of the podcast, Podcast on Podcasting. And as you know, the first 6 episodes of the podcast is a mini course. And episode 6, if you haven't heard episodes 1 through 5, you might want to start there. Episode 6 is, we're just talking about the pitfalls. So if you want to know, like, what are the pitfalls, things that you could make a mistake on, this is the right episode for you. And, you know, it's funny because I've actually recorded this episode. This is literally the fourth time that I've recorded this episode. Actually, the fourth time. I'm recording episode 6 again. And the problem that I kept running into is I wanted this episode for you to be like 10 minutes, 20 minutes. And to give you these 22 major pitfalls in a short period of like 20 minutes, it didn't even let me go a minute per each one. And so I kept recording it and it would be like an hour and a half. So I hope that's a lesson to you. And what I'm actually doing to solve it is, as you know, the first 6 episodes of the podcast are all a mini course to be able to at least get you started. If you already have a podcast, how do you grow it? If you don't have a podcast, how do you start it? And then I realized I need to dive into these 22 topics way shorter here and now. But I also think that all of that extra value is going to be good too. So what I'll do is I'll record episode 6 right now. You're going to end up getting it all together. And then, like, number 22. Oh, and by the way, I should say this. I'm going backwards in order. I feel like you knew because I've already recorded 3 other times. This is the fourth time. But anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in backwards order, which is, it's like a countdown. So I'm going to say the 22nd most biggest mistake that you can make, all the way down to the number 1 mistake in this recording now. And then episode 7 is an interview with me and someone else who jumped on the podcast. And then episode 8 is where I'm going to go into more detail on 22. And you probably already know this. Every other episode is, you may have heard this in the trailer or something like that. Every other episode of this podcast is me by myself, just pouring into your business, having a dialogue with you. I call it a dialogue, not a monologue. I actually am imagining that you and I are just having a conversation right now. And I understand that I might not be able to hear you, but I am speaking directly to you. And I feel like it's you and I having a dialogue, not a monologue. So all of my solo episodes, that's how I'm doing it. I'm just wanting to pour into you and your business and your podcast to be able to take it to the next level or to start it. So let me dive in to what are these 22. And I'm going in reverse order, backwards order. So number 22 is that people don't have a process. So in episode 8, I'm going to give you a massive, I don't know if it's massive, I'm going to give you a massive piece of value, but it really is going to be that process. So there's a lot of people that don't have a process. They don't know the intro, the outro. They don't know what type of music. They don't know how to record. And literally, when you work with our team, by the way, you press record, we handle the rest. That is a process. That's a process. And a lot of people are missing out on like this whole process. So if you want more on the process, that's in episode 8. We're going to dive into a ton of detail on it. And then pitfall number 21 is really people that don't feel like they can monetize. Like they don't feel like they're justified to monetize. They feel like they would be doing a disservice to their listener if they somehow made money. And so in episode 10, I'm going to go into pitfall number 21 with you. I'm going to share with you all of these people that are not even willing to monetize. They feel like it would destroy their integrity. That lack of monetization actually hurts them and holds them back from growing the podcast and from doing more good. For example, if you want to do more good, you need to make more money. If you want a podcast where it's just a money pit, you're just running a podcast and it's just costing you money instead of putting money in your pocket, this show is not for you. Just FYI, 100%, I help people launch, grow, monetize, and inspire. I know you want to inspire. Everyone does. Everyone wants to leave a legacy. But if you're not monetizing, if you're not making money from the podcast, you will fail. Eventually, your podcast will cost you so much money that you will quit. And so in episode number 10, I'm going to go into this pitfall number 21 in more detail. So if that's what you're looking for, you're thinking, how do I get over the mindset of not wanting to monetize? That's where you'll get it. Episode 10. Pitfall number 20 is a big one. One that I'm extremely opinionated about because I keep hearing this freaking feedback from so many people, whether it's on Facebook groups or Clubhouse groups about podcasting. Everyone keeps saying, just start. Don't overthink it. Ready, fire, aim. And so if you want to hear more of pitfall number 20, just start. Don't overthink it. Ready, fire, aim, where I go into more detail on what you should do instead of just starting and just not overthinking it. And you can always change it later, they say. Ready, fire, aim. I'll go into more detail on that on episode 12. But pitfall number 20 is just start. Don't overthink it. Pitfall number 19 is that they're using the wrong type of mic. I will actually give you a short version of what you'll get in episode 14 about pitfall number 19. I hope that's not confusing to you. Episode 14, pitfall 19. You go to pitfall 19, talking about the wrong type of mic, you'll hear it on episode 14. But the short version is, unless you're a voiceover artist that's been doing it for a long time and you know how to use a, quote, condenser mic, you need to be using a dynamic mic. Dynamic mic is going to help get a lot of that room sound out. I'll dive into a little bit more information on the wrong type of mic, the two different types of mic, what they're used for, and why you should be using the dynamic. But that pitfall is number 19, using the wrong type of mic. And for more details, it's episode 14. Now, for pitfall number 18, since we're going backwards, number 22 was that they didn't have a process. 21 was not being willing to monetize. Number 20 was just starting with, don't overthink it. Number 19 was the wrong type of mic. Number 18 is the sound treatment. A lot of audio engineers will tell you that the room that you're in needs to be treated the right way. So pitfall number 18 is that sound treatment. In episode number 16, I'll go through this pitfall of number 18. In episode 16, and you know what? We're just going to make sure there's a few of you that are listening to the episode before, you know, episode 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 come out. You'll be listening to it prior to them coming out. For those few, all you're going to do is just wait for it to come out and then you can listen to it. For everybody else, we are putting the link at the bottom of these show notes to every single one of those episodes. So you can see the pitfall, you can see the episode number, and you can see a hyperlink. So if you're listening to this sometime later, you know, like most people will, then good news, you can just click that hyperlink. If you're listening to this episode before those others have even come out, that's fine too. You just wait for it to come out. We're publishing basically 5 days a week. So don't even worry, you'll be able to get it. Pitfall number 18, sound treatment. I'm going to go into a lot of detail on episode 16. Pitfall number 17 is that they're using too cheap of a podcast hosting platform, which I'm going to go into some detail on a podcast hosting platform called Anchor, which is a free one. I'm going to talk to you about how they're completely misleading you with one thing and how they're kind of misleading you on a couple other things. So we're really going to dive into why you shouldn't use too cheap of a podcast hosting platform. We're going to go into detail on which podcast hosting platforms I like, because I have 40 plus clients that they all use different hosting platforms. And I'll share with you on when we talk about pitfall number 17, too cheap of a hosting platform. By the way, that's episode number 18, episode 18 for pitfall 17. For too cheap of a podcast hosting platform, I'm going to share with you which ones I actually enjoy working with, which ones my team enjoys working with for uploading episodes to make sure that syndicating in all of the different places. So that'll be on episode number 18 to talk about pitfall 17, too cheap of hosting. Number 16, if you build it, they will come. That is some misconception that it seems like. And I have to admit, that was me. This isn't my first rodeo. I've hosted another podcast for four years. And I ended up selling that podcast. I ended up selling the podcast to be able to start this one. This is where I wanted to focus my time and attention. And so I ended up selling that podcast. But when I started that podcast, I believed if you build it, they will come. I literally was like, okay, well, all I have to do is just have a podcast, and then all of a sudden I'm going to be famous and everybody's going to know me and everybody's going to do business with me. But the big problem is that there's a whole bunch of podcasts that are in the 99 percentile. And then there's this podcast that are in the 1 percentile. And it's weird because there's this like Pareto principle that says, you know, 80 to 90% of your results come from 10 to 20% of your efforts. And with that said, I also know that, you know, all of the rich just keep getting richer and richer and richer. And I know, and the poor get poorer. And so it makes me think with this, if you build it, they will come. And in this Pareto principle, here's the thing, like they don't automatically come just because you have a show. They don't automatically come. You've got to have a show that gets traction and then it just grows more. And that's if you get in the top 1 percentile. So through this podcast, by the way, this show, you're going to slowly learn everything that it takes to make sure that your podcast becomes a top 1% podcast. Or you could streamline that success and just partner with us and we will do all the work for you to make sure that you get a top 1%. But if you just think that having a podcast solves all of your issues, you're going to lose. You're going to lose the game. And so if you build it, they will come is a failing pitfall mentality that I want to make sure that you can correct. And if you want more detail on that, where I dive into more info on this misconception of if you build it, they will come, and give you a couple of stories, actual tangible stories of my podcast and others that have thought that, that's going to be in episode number 20. For pitfall number 15, everybody's, especially on Clubhouse, like they say, don't worry about a microphone. Like you could just do it from your phone. Or if you have a laptop, it already has a mic built in. Or when you get a webcam, the webcam has a mic. So don't spend money on a mic. Look, horrible advice. And I know that you need to spend money on a mic. You have to. But it doesn't have to be $500. It doesn't have to be $250. It can be a lot less. In fact, if you go to episode number 22, we'll talk about pitfall number 15, talking about these mics, and I'll share the exact mics that I use, how much they cost. And spoiler alert, there is a $20 mic that sounds really, really good. So if you can find a way to afford just $19, $20, you will be able to have a mic that sounds way better than your AirPods, way better than your ear pods, way better than your phone, way better than your webcam, your computer mic, etc. So I want to make sure you have a good mic. To learn more about those mics and allowing you to be able to know how to use them, that is going to be found on episode number 22. So that was pitfall number 15. You don't need an expensive mic. Pitfall number 14 is not hiring an editor, an editing team, a professional post-production team to take off all of this work. I know too many people that spend on the low end, maybe 3 hours, on the normal end, 8 to 12 hours, like 10-ish hours. And I know some people who are spending days editing just one podcast, one episode. By the way, one 15-minute episode might take somebody 3 hours, 10 hours, or even more than 24 hours of actual work to produce just a 15-minute podcast episode. And this is stuff that you can hire somebody else, 10, 15, 20 bucks an hour. Because honestly, you are worth, and I'm talking to you, yes, you've got your earphones, you're listening to me right now, you might be driving, I don't know if you're cooking, cleaning, driving, exercising, whatever you're doing right now, I am talking to you. And you should hire an editor. I actually believe that, because I don't care what you think your time is worth. I know that your time, your working time, is valued at more than $200 per hour. I know for a fact, like if you and I work together, I know that I can help you to be able to make more than $200 per hour worked, for sure. And so why would you ever like waste your time editing? I'll go into more detail on that, give you more tips, tricks, and strategies on how to find an editor, how to find the right editor. That's pitfall number 14, not hiring an editor, and you'll find it on episode 24. Pitfall number 13 is not hiring a consultant. But I will give you the caveat to say, yes, you have to hire an editor. No matter what, you have to hire an editor. 1 out of 100 people could be an exception. But as far as hiring a consultant, it depends on your goals, your strategies, and how much money you have to put to this. Additionally, how much money you can make with a podcast. So if you can make more money with a podcast because you have a consultant supporting you, if you can make more money than it costs as an investment to hire that consultant, then you need to hire a consultant. But if you know that you could never monetize your show, if you know that you don't have money for a consultant, if you know that you don't really care so much if you have like hundreds of listeners or thousands or millions of listeners, if you don't care at all, maybe you are an exception to not needing a consultant or not being able to afford a consultant. But I will say most of us should be able to actually make more money. Like if we invest in that consultant, we should be able to make more money. Yes, I do consulting. So perhaps that could sound very self-serving. And I understand if that's what you think. I don't mean specifically me as your consultant. I just mean you need a good consultant, somebody who can actually help you make money with your podcast and help you make more money and streamline the process. On episode 26, I'm going to go into this pitfall number 13 of not hiring a consultant at all, give you a little bit more of the pros and cons, a little bit more of the what you should be thinking about prior to deciding if you should have a consultant. So if you're interested in that, it's episode 26. You should go there right now. And episode 12 is very similar. It's about hiring the wrong consultant. So a big pitfall is someone's like, oh yeah, I hired a consultant, but like they were the wrong one. They told me to go ready, fire, aim, for example. They told me not to overthink it. They told me that I couldn't monetize my show. And so I hired them and now I can't monetize, but I have a podcast, but it's just, I can't make money with it. So hiring the wrong consultant is another issue that you might go into. And speaking of going into, I could go into more detail with you on episode 28, talking about that pitfall number 12 of hiring the wrong consultant. So if you're looking for a consultant, if you're wanting to hire the right one, I'm going to give you some information that'll help you understand how do you vet them? How do you know if they're the right person? Because I want you to be served. And to be super duper clear, I cannot serve every single listener. I might be able to serve you, but because I can't serve every single person, I want to make sure that I at least share with you how to look for the right consultant. Because I'm busy and I have a small company. So if I can't get to you specifically, you'll at least have all the tools that you need in order to find a good person to be able to serve you and help you with the podcast. That'll be more on episode 28 for pitfall number 12. So then let's talk about, on this episode, let's talk about pitfall number 11. Some people think that there's only one way to monetize. Now, if you listen to episode 5, I shared with you several different ways that I monetized a podcast and even how I was able to, because I did a few different strategies, I was even able to make more than $1 million. And I'm just a regular guy. I was able to make more than $1 million, not in my personal bank account, but in my business, in our revenue, gross revenue, right? And that I can say literally came directly from the podcast because I had a podcast. If I didn't have a podcast, I would have missed out on that $1 million. And so you need to have a podcast. You need to have a good podcast. I don't want you to miss out on $1 million or $100 or any amount of bucks. I don't want you to miss out on your bucks, your dollars. So in episode number 30, I'm going to share with you many different ways to monetize, helping you to be able to go into this at a deeper level than we've already discussed, and sharing it with you in a way that will help you open your mind up to knowing that you deserve to make money while you're adding value. Zig Ziglar always said, if you help enough other people get what they want, you'll have everything in life that you want. Zig Ziglar was a multimillionaire. He was one of the richest speakers on the planet and somebody that people looked up to, and we know that he had high integrity, high standards, high morals, massive value that he dropped day in and day out when he would speak in front of 60,000 people at a time, 10,000 people at a time, or more. So I want to make sure you know all those other ways to monetize. So I'll go into more detail on episode 30. I know we did it a little bit on episode 5, but this is part of the mini course. So in episode 30, we're just going to go to another level. We're going to focus on it a little bit more to help you. If you wanted to monetize, you definitely want to listen to episode 30 and probably episode 10 and probably episode 5 again. That's pitfall number 11, thinking that there's only one way to monetize. Pitfall number 10 is waiting to market your podcast. Now, here's the short of what you'll hear on episode 32 for pitfall number 10. Here's the short of what you'll hear. Basically, if you wait to grow the podcast through paid marketing, then there's a very good chance that you're holding yourself back and you won't end up making money. They say it takes money to make money. I believe in that. I mean, I know there is ways to be scrappy and make money, you know, without money. I understand that too. But if you have a little bit of money that you could, you know, put into paid marketing, paid advertising to grow your show, the sooner you do that, the better, because it's an investment that pays you back. And with that said, pitfall number 10, waiting to market your podcast, I'll go into more detail on that on episode 32 if you'd like to dive in a little bit deeper. And then pitfall number 9 is what they call pod fade. It's like all the things that make you slow down your podcast, stop your podcast forever. And some of the things, there's two major things really with this pod fade. And one of them is that, well, they didn't do their marketing straight from pitfall number 10. Talking about pitfall number 9, pod fade. One of the things is they didn't do pitfall number 10 right. So they're not marketing it. So it's costing them a bunch of money. And so they don't maintain it. And another one, another way to look at pod fade is they're not having enough listeners. Well, same thing. You have to freaking market your podcast if you want to have people listening to your podcast. You want someone to listen to your podcast, you got to get it in front of them. It's not if you build it, they will automatically come. Pod fade is real. And most podcasters have 7 or less episodes. They stop at 6, really. Most podcasts don't go past 6 episodes. So they have 7 or less. I know that probably sounds confusing, but I'm trying to think if I should have my editor edit it out. No, go ahead and just keep this in. It's fine. I'm okay not being perfect. So pod fade, it's an issue. And the main reasons why people do it is because they didn't market. And so they're either not making the money that they wanted to with their podcast, or they don't have the listener base that they wanted for their podcast. And they feel like they're talking to an empty room. So they kind of just fade out. The other thing with pod fade is that they're not systemized. They don't know how to figure out their systems. They're always behind the eight ball. So it's more like stressful for that podcaster, maybe for you, maybe you're experiencing pod fade right now. It becomes stressful. It's like, man, I mean, I don't have time. It's Sunday night, and I promised to my listener that I would publish an episode every Monday morning. And so I've got to spend a lot of extra time. I've got to spend a lot of extra attention. And they end up being so stressed and overwhelmed by being behind the eight ball because they don't have those systems in place. That's the second big reason why they fail. And I'll go into more detail on that in episode 34 for pitfall number 9 on pod fade. Pitfall number 8 is one that I absolutely see a lot. Out of the 40 plus clients that I'm serving right now today, almost half of them, about 20 of them, are podcast launch clients. And the other half, they've been having their podcast for the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years. They haven't gotten the results that they wanted. So half of the podcast clients that I work for, they've been doing this for years, but they might be like you. You hadn't really figured it out all the way. And the other half are these brand new podcasters starting from scratch. And I have the pleasure and I love it. It's something I'm so passionate about. I have the ability and the pleasure and the privilege of sitting down with them and figuring out their avatar and figuring out how they can get to the next level and figuring out what they need and what should their logo look like, their podcast artwork. And I help them figure out their intro and their outro. And I work for them for these first 8 weeks. And what I've noticed is that the first 8 weeks of your podcast seem to really give you the most amount of benefit if you capitalize on it. So pitfall number 8 is not capitalizing during those first 8 weeks. And the issue is if you don't focus on the podcast, if you're thinking, if you build it, they will come. If you're thinking, oh, I'm just famous just because I have a podcast. If you're thinking, oh, I don't have to systemize, I don't have to automate, I don't have to market, then you're really doing yourself a disservice, but especially in the first 8 weeks. So pitfall number 8 is not capitalizing during that first 8 weeks. And so in episode 36, I'm going to go into this pitfall number 8, and I'm going to share with you everything you need to do in order to launch during those first 8 weeks, what you need to be doing on social media, how often you need to be publishing episodes, how to start it, and where to put marketing dollars if you have it, So if you're like launching a podcast, and if I were you, absolutely 100%, I would not miss episode 36. In fact, if I were you, I'd probably be recommending episode 36 to tons of other people as well. Because the launch process is very finicky. If you don't do it right, you lose a lot of traction. If you do do it right, then you get all of those extra benefits that compound on each other. Just like the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer, or the top 1% of podcasts getting more and more and more exposure, and the bottom 99% just continuing to seem to get lost in the noise. If you can do just a couple tweaks, which I'll share with you on episode 36, you'll be able to do more, do better, go farther, and your podcast will have a lot more listeners if you do that. So I want to make sure that you capitalize on the first 8 weeks of the podcast. That is pitfall number 8 that I see a lot of people making mistakes. Again, I've served 40 plus clients so far. And I know when you're listening to this, it'll probably be a lot more. But just as I'm recording this, one of the reasons for me having this podcast is to grow that business. So I want to serve 100 clients or 200 or 1,000 clients one day. I just need to keep growing those systems and getting in front of the right people and serving you right now. And maybe you and I get to work together down the road. In my experience with the 20-ish clients that I've helped be able to start a podcast, if they've done the right things in the first 8 weeks, it makes all the difference in the world. Pitfall number 7 is a call to action. With the call to action, I think a lot of people just completely miss it. I think a lot of people, like we talked about with pitfall number 21, episode 10, not being willing to monetize. There's a lot of people that are like, oh, I don't want to call to action. I don't want to sell anything. I don't want to tell anybody what to do after. I just want them to have a happy, you know, rainbow time listening to the podcast. And that's it. I don't ever want them to go to my website. I don't ever want them to pay me anything. If that's you, this whole show, Podcast on Podcasting, probably not your best show, because I do think that you need to monetize and that call to action is going to help. And so a pitfall is that people are neglecting these calls to action, or they don't use the right psychology when they propose the call to action. So in episode 38, I'm going to go into this pitfall, pitfall number 7, call to action. I'm going to go into as much detail as you need to be able to understand exactly what a call to action is, how it should be delivered, what's going to be the most effective, and in what form. Should it be, should they text me? Should they call me? Should they schedule a call? Should they download a PDF? Should they watch a free course? I'm going to go into that stuff. And I'm going to talk about challenges and courses and all that in episode number 38. Pitfall number 6 is that people just don't have a pre-launch strategy. So I already talked about that 8-week launch strategy, but people are missing out on a pre-launch strategy. So in episode 40, I will go into even more detail. So if you're curious and you want even more detail on pitfall number 6, not having a pre-launch strategy, maybe you're asking yourself, what is a pre-launch strategy? What's the difference between pre-launch and launch? And what goes into pre-launch? And what am I doing during that? Don't worry, I'm going to give you more of that strategy in episode 40. If that's what you're looking for, I'd just hop over. So pitfall number 6 is not having a pre-launch strategy. I think that's a major pitfall that is holding a lot of people back because you get so much traction with the pre-launch. I'll go into more of that on episode 40, by the way. Pitfall number 5 is that you're not doing your reconnaissance. You didn't do your recon, and so that's why your podcast is failing. You don't understand who else is out there. You don't understand what trademarks you need or what trademarks other people already have, the copyrights, the registered trademarks, all of that. You're just not doing your recon. It ends up costing you money, literally, people going to court, people getting cease and desist orders, people starting podcasts just with the same podcast name as a different one, people grabbing a podcast name, but they couldn't even get the URL. So they wanted the URL, but they went ready, fire, aim. They went in the wrong order. So there's so many different things that can happen to you if you don't do your correct reconnaissance. Pitfall number five, you didn't do your recon. And I go into more detail on it on episode 42. Pitfall number four is trying to be somebody that you're not, trying to be somebody else, trying to be a different famous podcaster, someone else that you heard, somebody who was more aggressive and more salesy, but they did well. And like, that's not your personality at all. And so you ended up taking it on thinking that's what you had to be. And then you fail. I'm going to go into even more detail on that because there's more than just being salesy. There's a lot to do with how to harness you to the core, who you truly are, and making sure that you don't make any mistakes that are going to turn away your listener, not just your listener, but your avatar, not just your avatar, but your perfect client. You want to make money with your podcast? You have to be your authentic self. And I talk about that more in episode 44. So pitfall number four, trying to be someone else. I go into more detail in episode 44 if you want to jump over there. Pitfall number three is a lack of consistency. Well, there's a few things that can lead to lack of consistency. For example, you don't have your systems in place, or you don't have an editor. You don't have a coach or mentor or consultant that's in your corner, making sure that you are accountable for your actions. There's a lot that can hold you back from that consistency. I had a client. I'll share a quick short story. I still have the client. His name is Corey Peterson, and Corey runs an apartment investing podcast called Multifamily Legacy. And I think he's going to have me help him launch a new podcast coming up. That's what we were talking about just the other day. But anyway, Corey, he went on vacation with his wife. Now, that's not a pitfall. And it wasn't bad in and of itself because he was only going to be gone for 3 weeks. And he had over 3 weeks of podcast episodes in the bank. But here's where the issue came. When he flies back to the state, the other states, besides Hawaii, I know Hawaii's a state, but when he flies back to the mainland, I think they call it, from Hawaii, he comes over and then somehow he gets COVID right away. And so now he doesn't have a voice. I think he got some type of laryngitis because like it was all in his lungs and it was bad and he couldn't record anything. So now he runs out of these banked episodes. He had three or four already. You know, he took a couple weeks, like 3 weeks in Hawaii, and then he comes back and then he gets COVID. And this is no lie, no joke, and no exaggeration. After COVID, Corey went back to work and only a few days of work, not recording podcast episodes because now he's way freaking behind on all this work from the vacation and the COVID. So he's not working on the podcast. He's thinking, oh, I've got my priorities and I've got so much that needs to get done. Then, and again, no exaggeration, no lie, Corey Peterson has emergency gallbladder surgery. I don't know if they removed it or what it was. I don't recall, but the point is it was emergency surgery. It had to happen right away and he was down for the count again. And the point is that he didn't have enough episodes to stay consistent. So if you feel like you might lack consistency, either because you're doing it your own, you're wearing too many hats, you didn't hire an editor, you're somehow it's Sunday night and you're trying to get an episode out for Monday morning. And, or if you just want to make sure that you understand the rest of the pitfalls and how to solve them, the right episode for you is going to be episode 46 for that. And then pitfall number two is that you don't start with a trailer. You didn't have a trailer episode. Now, if you don't have a trailer episode, there's a lot of others that did it that way. I understand. The trailer episode is your chance to be in front of every single person. For example, your podcast is going to change several times over time. several different times, it'll change. You're going to add things, you're going to add questions, but the one thing that you should have in place all the time, and by the way, you can re-record a trailer episode if you ever needed to, but the one thing that you need to have in place all the time, you need to understand your avatar, you need to know how to serve them, what to serve them, where to serve them, when to serve them, and how they want it to be served. And so that trailer episode is going to be your most short, concise, 1 to 10 minute episode that only talks about what they're going to get, how you're different, and you know who it's for, what they're going to get, and how you're different. And so pitfall number two is not utilizing that episode number zero, which is your trailer episode. These trailer episodes have definitely been underutilized, and some people make them way too long with that trailer episode. They often will just make it too long. If you want more information on that, it's episode 48. And then pitfall number one, and I'm going to give you so much value on episode 50 for this one. Episode 50 is where we're going to dive into this in even more detail. Now, some people have an avatar, but they're still failing with this number one pitfall, not serving your avatar. Okay, it's totally different. Not having an avatar, you're screwed. But also not serving your avatar, you're just as screwed. It's going to hold you back. You're going to lose listeners because they don't feel served when they come to your podcast. So in episode number 50, I'm going to share with you some strategies. How do you begin the podcast episode with a promise? How do you share that promise over time and make sure that you deliver it? How do you go call back and show that you delivered it to the avatar so that they understand on every single episode that this is exactly what they came here for? So we'll go into more detail in episode 50, but these are the top 20 pitfalls. Number 22, you don't have a process. Number 21, you're not willing to monetize your show. Number 20, you believed what other people said when they said, don't overthink it. You don't need to worry. Just start. Ready, fire, aim. Number 19, you might be using the wrong type of microphone, literally just between condenser and dynamic, because you don't know how to use it or which one's right, or because one was cheaper than the other, and or you thought you had a good deal. I'm going to share this a little bit more on episode 14 for number 19. The Blue Yeti is the wrong type of mic. Just understand that for pitfall number 19, you're using the wrong type of mic. Well, it's probably because for some weird reason, awful reason, you bought a Blue Yeti. Blue Yetis are not the right type of microphone. They're a condenser. And I'll go into a lot more detail on episode 14 if you really want to make sure you're getting the right mic. Number 19 was wrong type of mic. Number 18, the wrong sound treatment, or you didn't do sound treatment. Number 17 was the podcast hosting platform. Maybe you're skimping and using Anchor or something. Number 16, if you build it, they will come. Number 15, people think that you don't need to buy a mic. Number 14, not hiring an editor. Number 13, not hiring a consultant. Number 12, not hiring the right consultant. Number 11, thinking there's only one way to monetize. Number 10, waiting to market your podcast. Number 9, pod fade. Number 8, not capitalizing during those first 8 weeks. Number 7, not utilizing a call to action. Number 6, you don't have a pre-launch strategy. Number 5, you didn't do your recon ahead of time and it's costing you money. Number 4, you're just trying to be somebody else. You're trying to follow what has happened before and you kind of need permission to just know how to be your full authentic self. Number 3, you lack consistency. I'll help you out with that on episode 46 if you want. Number 2, not utilizing the trailer. And pitfall number 1, you're not serving your avatar. You might even have one, but maybe you're not serving one. And so hopefully you've gotten a ton of value from this episode. It's still long. It's still long, I know. But before it was like anywhere from 1.5 to 2.5 hours. I'm going to extract that. And just so you know, it's episode 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 28, 30, 32 all the way to 50. So it's every even number going from 8 all the way to 50 for more details on these. So anyway, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing in yourself and having a podcast and wanting to grow your influence even more, or wanting to start your podcast. So I'm your host, your coach, your mentor, your supporter, your cheerleader, Adam, AAA Adams. Thank you so much for being part of this free 6-part course. I'm honored that you joined me, that you listened to the whole thing. That's awesome. And since you listened to the whole thing, I want to mention a link that I can give you for a free call with me. And it is going to be something that I don't intend to share a lot of times on this podcast. I really am just planning on sharing it at this one place. So at the end of the 6-part series, this course where I've just helped you get this far, if you're still stuck with something, then I have a no pitch, no sales call. Like, it's not about me. It's not about trying to get you to hire me or anything like that. It's just, you've listened to all of these episodes. You've gotten to this level. You've learned what you've learned. You've taken notes each and every episode. Now that you've done that, if you have any other questions, if you need to just ask me something, these are short calls. Like, they're not long. They're not 30 minutes. It's a quick 10 minute. And my only purpose for doing it is to help you make sure that you're set up and going in the right direction. So the link there is callwithadam.com, callwithadam.com. I can also put that in the show notes. Just to be clear, I'm not planning on putting this link through the podcast all the time. I just want to serve you because you've gone through the course. So if you need any help, callwithadam.com, schedule 10, 15 minute call. And I look forward to having that call with you. callwithadam.com. Thank you. And I'm out. This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.